Thank you very much. I think the mayor's in and he's drunk. It's very nice to be here. It's fucking lovely, this, isn't it? What a beautiful theatre, nice people. Fucking great. Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Your hair looks great from the balcony.
My hair looks great from the balcony. Thank you. That felt ever so slightly, he puts the lotion on his skin. You've got to work on tone there, sir. That was a nice thing to say, but...
Your hair looks nice from the balcony. I'm going to stuff a pillow with it. And sleep so soundly.
What, sorry?
Your worst airport experience.
My worst airport experience? I don't think I've had any bad airport experience. I mean, sometimes you've got to fucking wait for security, but I'd fucking rather that than things blowing up. As opposed to what? It's all right. I don't mind it. I don't mind the airport. I kind of, here's how I think about it, right? I think boredom is underrated. Boredom is seen as a bug, but it's not. It's a feature. Boredom is unappreciated serenity. Lean into it. It's good.
Favorite
what, sorry?
Muslim joke.
Favorite Muslim joke? I will do one later, sir. I'll check in with you. Oh my. I tend to leave that to the end of the show in case. You know. Nice to go out with a bang. Single down there, front and what's your name?
Sonia.
Sonia. Hi, Sonia. How long have you been single, Sonia?
Well, I've been widowed, divorced, and single again now.
What, sorry.
What?
Widowed, divorced.
And then
you divorced him after he died. You're a cold-hearted woman, Sonia. I'll fucking show you dying. I'm leaving you. Is it a Weekend at Bernie's situation, Sonia? What the fuck are you talking about? No, he's fine. He's signing the documents. You're not one of the Bidens, are you?
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever enjoyed?
What's the kinkiest thing I've ever enjoyed? Whore. Well, you know that thing when you're—I don't know if you've ever messed around with the choking thing. Well, one time, she survived. Yeah. I think I found the relief. It was more relief than. It was nice. My hubs and I are going to the UK. What are the good eats? Anything we have to do. Where are you? Well, hi. Whereabouts in England are you going?
London.
I've heard of it. I would recommend a pub. I'm going to recommend a very specific pub to you. I'd recommend, let me think. Well, either, there's a pub called the Devonshire, in Soho, which does as good a pint of Guinness as you'll find anywhere in the world and has amazing food. So the Devonshire or the Audley on Mount Street. I'd recommend either of those. Lovely food, proper kind of British atmosphere, a bit different from a bar here, but you know, good. The Coal Hole is very good on the Strand as well. Yes, I would concur. And the Toucan, but they're tourists. Let's fucking keep the Coal Hole for us. Jimmy, I just got my first job where I work from home instead of going into the office. How do I keep my wife from killing me? What's the job, sir?
IT.
You're doing, and you're doing it from home?
Yes.
I think you need it to go. What age are you, sir?
40.
Yeah. You can't do another 25 years in the house. What if the nightmare scenario works out and this doesn't stop?
I like her.
Yeah. You like her, she likes you. It's all going great. Don't fuck it up. She likes you for an hour in the morning and 3 hours in the evening. Not all fucking day. What you need, I don't know if there's an equivalent thing in here, but you need something like, you need a workspace to go and hang out, an office, nice coffee shop, wherever you want to be, a few different spaces, bar, now. And then you need a gym, or you need a third space. You need a home space, a workspace, and a third space.
Girlfriend's house.
Girlfriend's house. This guy's thinking. You can't see him. Boyfriend's house. Good luck. All right, what else we got? I'm Mike, and I'm with my wife, Jennifer, and Saturday will be our 22nd year wedding anniversary. This is our gift for each other. Well, where's Mike and Jennifer? Where are you, Mike, Jennifer?
Right here.
Oh, what? Huge congratulations. It's joyful. Well done, you. Mike, can I ask what you do for a living, my friend? You work at Boeing. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to do with your life. Aeronautical engineering, incredible. An American invention. The Wright brothers following in that tradition. What a wonderful thing. Now, I imagine, I'm not an expert in Boeing and how they run their company, but I imagine you don't work from home. You've got to go into the office. 22 years and they're happy. Fucking pay attention, this guy's no dummy.
Why is your suit scream so loud?
What's it?
Why does your suit scream so loud?
What? The suit is awesome.
Why does my suit scream so loud? And this lady down here has defended me. She said, his suit's awesome. She's right. Sir, look, I can't see you because the lights are very bright, but you're an American man, so I'll wager you're dressed like a fucking toddler. What's your name, my friend? This guy. What's your name?
Cisco.
What's your name?
Cisco.
Cisco? Oh. That doesn't seem likely. That feels like a name you've bestowed on yourself. Were you christened Cisco? No. What's your name?
Cisco.
Your parents called you Cisco. Well, you never stood a fucking chance, did you?
Prince William or Prince Harry?
Prince William or Prince Harry? Well, the royal family, right, if you can imagine, they're like our Kardashians. And Prince Harry is very much our Kanye. He occasionally dresses as a Nazi, and he fucked up. What's your
workout routine?
What's my workout routine?
Surgery!
This has not been done by surgery. This, I mean, I've got more plastic in me than a lesbian on a second date. I've had a lot of work done. Even my iPhone goes, come on, mate, put the code in. But look, it's vanity pure and simple is what it is. Everyone's hung up about something. Good example, my girlfriend's incredibly self-conscious about her big, fat, ugly nose. No offense, love. I didn't know you'd be here. It's a lady on the front row and looking paranoid, like, have I got a massive nose and no one's ever told me? You did like my suit. Yes, I should be nicer, but how would that be funny? Hi, Jimmy. I just bought a house. One of the perks on the listing boasted a downstairs shower large enough for four adults. Why do you think they measured it that way? Okay, who just bought a house with a shower downstairs big enough for four adults? Hi. All I would suggest is, you know those blue lights that they have on CSI? Don't bring one of those into your home. It will light up like the fucking Milky Way. Everything you own now is covered in cum. It's a swinger's house, right?
You can get four people in the shower.
It's got four parking spots. Very much like your mum.
It's a diddy party.
It's a diddy party. Very well done, Cisco. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Was that Cisco? I feel like that was Cisco. Was that Cisco? Who was that?
Bloodhound Gang.
What was Cisco?
Thong song.
The thong song. Thong for thong thong thong. I imagine everything's a thong on you, isn't it, you fat cunt?
Jimmy, let me see that thong.
Your mum's an interpreter for the deaf.
And they're both priests.
And they're both priests. Wow. I don't know if you've seen, Silence in the House of God? You ever seen that documentary?
No.
Oh, what I would suggest is, okay. What's it in the original name of that? Someone will have seen it. Everyone's seen it. You haven't seen it? I think it got the Oscar. It's called Silence in the House of God, Murder, Maraca, something. You've got to watch it. It's about gay kids getting fucked by priests. So, what you need to do... No, hold it. You've got to wait for Thanksgiving. And you've got to act like it's a new movie. And you've just got to go, yeah, I got recommended this movie. Apparently, it's hilarious. And stick it in. Watch the sparks fly.
He's the stepdad. He used to be a cop and an Elvis impersonator.
He used to be a cop and an Elvis impersonator, and now he's a priest, but he's also deaf.
Yes, no.
I sometimes, when I'm talking to you, wish I was. There's a lot going on there, though, isn't there?
There is a lot going on. Trauma.
A lot of trauma. Yeah, there's enough tattoos to suggest real real dad fucked off some time ago. He died. Of course he died. What of? Shame. He died what?
He died when I was 12 in a bicycle accident.
He died in a bicycle accident? This is getting weirder. Did he get run over by someone?
He hit a hole in the ground moving out of the way of a car.
His head hit the ground
three times.
Cisco needs a therapist.
Cisco doesn't need a therapist. He's just said he's a bartender. He's going to be okay. I've got to go through this now, but I'm sort of made of questions. I'm only really interested in you. There's a lot going on. No, there's security to keep people like you away from me. And frankly, they do a terrific job. You are. You seem genuinely lovely.
And I have a fucking neck.
And you have a what?
I have a fucking neck.
You have a neck. Yes. Cisco. Maybe you should try something that isn't deep fried. What? All right, come on, back to this, sorry. My employee, who is here with me tonight, is changing jobs after 3 years. I'm upset and want you to tell him that I could have paid him more for years, but I didn't.
Oh!
Who's this from? Well, go on, where are you?
Here.
Hi. So what was he doing for you?
He was a software developer.
He was a software developer, and you could have paid him more, but you didn't.
Right.
Well, you say you could have paid him more, but he was lacking one of the key skills you need to get paid more. Negotiating. So fuck him. Where's he going to now?
Somewhere worse, I hope.
He's going somewhere worse. I don't know. I mean, I've heard whispers that his new boss isn't a cunt. Hope you're not too upset. Matt. Jimmy, what should I do if I shaved my balls for this, but my date is on Shark Week? Well, whereabouts are you, sir? He's had a little trim downstairs to make everything more palatable for the lady in his life. But she's, Yeah. Who cares is the right attitude, I think. No one minds a little bit of ketchup on their hot dog. Be fine. What, sorry? You're suggesting that he does the Simba. Okay, so you're suggesting he fucks her at some point, pops a thumb in, and just across her forehead goes Simba. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. I think if he does that, he will have some worries for the rest of his days. Hey, hey, yeah. It's a terrible suggestion. I have a suspicion that might be Scar. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?